Imagine a world where complex software projects consistently deliver value, teams thrive rather than burn out, and customers get exactly what they need, not what they initially thought they wanted. This is the promise of Scrum, a framework revolutionizing product development across industries. While deceptively simple on paper, Scrum's true power emerges when teams understand its underlying principles. In today's volatile business landscape, organizations face increasing market uncertainty and technological disruption. Those who master Scrum's empirical approach gain a crucial competitive edge, the ability to deliver exceptional products in uncertain environments by embracing complexity rather than fighting it. Software development is a complex, adaptive problem with more unknowns than knowns. Traditional approaches assume requirements can be fully understood up front, a fantasy that reality shatters. Customers rarely know what they want until they see working software. Technology evolves constantly, and human factors introduce unpredictability. This is why Scrum embraces empiricism, making decisions based on observed reality rather than fictional plans. A team that plans 5 features but completes 7 can take on more next time. If they complete only 2, they should reduce commitments. This real-time adaptation contrasts with traditional models where organizations might invest millions before seeing any working product. Empiricism rests on 3 pillars: transparency, honest presentation of facts, inspection, regular examination of work, and adaptation, continuous improvement. By creating potentially releasable product increments every sprint, a time box period of 1 month or less, teams provide stakeholders with tangible evidence of progress and opportunities to course correct. While Scrum's framework provides structure, its power emerges when teams embody 5 core values: courage to speak truth despite discomfort, focus on sprint goals without distraction, commitment beyond contractual obligation to personal investment, respect for each team member as a capable professional, and openness where challenges and progress are transparently shared. These values aren't abstract concepts, but practical guideposts for daily decisions. When teams struggle with Scrum, examining how well they embody these values often reveals the root causes of their challenges. Scrum defines 3 distinct roles with clear responsibilities that create a balanced system for effective value delivery. The product owner acts as an entrepreneur and value maximizer, ensuring the team prioritizes the most valuable work first. They make business-savvy decisions, balancing short-term delivery with long-term product health. They minimize waste by detailing requirements only when needed and use empirical evidence for forecasting. The Scrum Master builds high-performing teams by educating on Scrum principles and coaching rather than managing. They ask powerful questions that help teams find their own solutions instead of solving problems directly. As organizational change agents, they remove impediments, facilitate communication, and shield the team from disruptions. The development team self-organizes to deliver a done product increment each sprint. They determine how work gets done, pull items based on capacity, and collectively own quality without separate testing roles. Everyone shares responsibility for results. No, that's not my job mentality exists. This triumvirate creates balance. The product owner determines what to build, the development team decides how to build it, and the Scrum Master ensures the process works effectively. When these roles operate with clear boundaries and mutual respect, teams achieve remarkable results in complex environments. Scrum's 5 formal events create a predictable rhythm, enabling transparency, inspection, and adaptation without unnecessary bureaucracy. These time-box ceremonies balance planning with flexibility to respond to change. The sprint functions as Scrum's heartbeat, a consistent time-boxed period, 1 month or less, during which a usable, potentially releasable product increment is created. Sprint planning initiates each cycle, with the team deciding what work to do and how. The 15-minute daily scrum helps team members coordinate their next 24 hours, improving communication and enabling quick decisions. The sprint review brings stakeholders together with the Scrum team to inspect the product increment and collect feedback. This collaborative working session demonstrates actual working software and gathers input that shapes future direction. The sprint retrospective concludes each cycle with the team examining itself and creating improvement plans, embodying the continuous improvement mindset essential to Scrum. These events become powerful collaboration opportunities when teams understand their purpose. Regular inspection points allow course correction while maintaining enough structure to coordinate complex work effectively. Scrum's three artifacts provide transparency into work and enable inspection and adaptation. These living documents evolve throughout development to reflect current understanding. The product backlog is an ordered list of everything potentially needed in the product, a single source of requirements that evolves with the product and environment. Higher-positioned items have greater clarity and detail, with ordering based on business value, effort, dependencies, and risk. The sprint backlog contains product backlog items selected for the current sprint and a plan for delivering them. This visible artifact shows work planned and in progress, enabling the team to track progress and identify impediments quickly. The product increment represents all completed work from current and previous sprints, always in done state and potentially releasable. These artifacts create transparency around what is being built, product backlog, how current work is progressing, sprint backlog, and what has been completed, product increment. By making work visible, teams make decisions based on reality rather than assumptions, helping everyone align through shared understanding. Self-organization is one of Scrum's most powerful yet misunderstood principles. As Peter Drucker noted, knowledge workers have to manage themselves. They have to have autonomy, recognizing that those doing complex work are best positioned to determine how to accomplish it. Successful self-organization requires trust between team members and management, time boxing to create focus and limit risk, fixed sprint length for rhythm, optimal team size balancing communication with capacity, clear definition of done for quality standards, and embodiment of Scrum values as behavioral guides. Self-organizing teams take ownership of both process and outcomes, continuously improving based on empirical evidence. Sprint time constraints paradoxically enhance creativity by forcing efficient solutions within boundaries. Organizations often struggle with this concept as it requires managers to shift from directing work to creating enabling environments. This transition challenges traditional power structures but leads to more engaged teams, better solutions, and faster responses to changing conditions. Being agile is a journey without a final destination. The key is asking daily, are we better than yesterday? And having the courage to experiment when improvement is needed. Like chess, Scrum provides lightweight rules. Organizations that understand its principles deeply have better chances of mastering it. Success requires both top-down and bottom-up buy-in, with teams embracing empiricism while embodying Scrum values. Successful implementations measure success through consistent delivery of business value rather than rigid adherence to practices. Only self-organized, creative teams will reap Scrum's maximum benefits, transforming complex challenges into valuable solutions that delight customers. As markets become increasingly volatile and technology evolves rapidly, Scrum's empirical approach becomes essential. Organizations that master these principles can navigate complexity with confidence, delivering value consistently amid changing conditions. The true promise of Scrum isn't having all the answers up front, but building organizations that can adapt quickly when those answers inevitably change, thriving amid uncertainty.